An Azeri classical song sung by Fidan Hajeva, ending World Roots, which was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Roger Short. Next week, World Roots begins a month of programmes as part of our Baroque Spring, exploring the Latin American Baroque in Paraguay and Bolivia.
From the first glimpses of spring to a world alive with music. Baroque Spring, coming soon to BBC Radio 3.
Yes, as I mentioned, that all begins next weekend. Well, there's music through the night with me, John Shea, from 12:30, starting with Tippett's oratorio, A Child of Our Time. Before that, with the time at 11 o'clock, it's Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, a taster of the artistry of Marius Nesset, tonight's featured artist in our concert set later on in the show, recorded at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in Southport. Also on the show, a preview of the Bristol Jazz and Blues Festival, which gets into full swing next week. But to get things started, a brand new release from the Mercury Music Prize nominated MOBO and BBC Jazz Award winning saxophonist Silwetto Kinch. From his soon to be released fourth album, The Legend of Mike Smith, this is The Healing.
Thank you.
From Soweto Kinch's new album, which reflects the hip-hop urban side of his multifaceted talents, which have prompted The Guardian to describe this outing as an intelligent exposition of political rap. That was the track The Healing, and you can hear Soweto when he plays Ronnie Scott's Club in Soho on the 24th and 25th of this month. Well, next up, a beautiful new album from vocalist Leanne Carroll, which reunites her with multi-Grammy-nominated producer-trumpeter James McMillan, and it will be released on the 15th of April. It's a stunning collection of ballads, which I know Leanne loves to sing, and I thought I'd give you an early preview of the CD, which will be released on Quiet Money Recordings. This is the opening song, which has almost reached standard status, thanks to Shirley Horn's album of the same name back in 1992. Here's Leanne breaking hearts yet again with Here's to Life.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. And I have learned that all that you give is all you get. So give it all you got. Myself and I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill and do it all again. So here's to life. Every joy that it brings, here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. It's funny how the time just flies, how love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes, and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. Ah, but there's no yes in yesterday. Who knows what tomorrow brings takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I want to play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and every joy.
Leanne Carroll's album Ballads will be out in April, and that was her version of the wonderful Here's to Life, with lyrics by Phyllis Molinari and music by Artie Butler. I'm Claire Martin, and this is Jazzline Up on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. Well, we're going through a fruitful period in British jazz at the moment, and here's yet another new release. This one's from saxophonist Mark Lockhart and his new album, Ellington in Anticipation. And it's his first on his new label, Subtone. Mark has taken a number of Ellington's most revered compositions, such as Mood Indigo, Take the A-Train and Creole Love Call, and deconstructed and arranged them into a fascinating set of new music, whilst remaining at all times respectful to the great composer's original creations. Let's hear Mark's interpretation of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
Thank you.
a swinging 3-4 version of the Ellington classic arranged and played by Mark Lockhart, who was first introduced to the music of Ellington by his dad, who would play Duke's records very loudly on Sunday mornings to get him out of bed. And Mark has dedicated this recording to him. Playing alongside Mark were Finn Peters on sax and flute on other tracks, James Allsops on clarinet, Emma Smith on violin, Liam Noble on piano, Tom Herbert on bass and Sebastian Roachford on drums. And Mark goes on tour throughout March and you can hear him at the Watermill, which is in Dorking on February the 28th. He's playing in Southampton at the Turner Sims Hall on the 5th of March and is in Leicester at the Y Theatre on the 6th of March. If you'd like to go to the London launch of this CD, then go to the gorgeous venue King's Place on the 23rd of March. Check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page for more details of this tour, and we'll have an interview with Mark on Jazz Lineup next month. The first Bristol International Jazz and Blues Festival launches on Friday the 1st of March to the evening of Sunday the 3rd of March. The hub will be the iconic Colston Hall, and over the 3 days, 24 concerts will take place, and that's not including the free late-night sessions. A new festival is always an exciting time, and I see the jazz ranges from legend Chris Barber to legendary drummer Ginger Baker and the funk master himself, who joins us from our studios in Bath. It's Pee Wee Ellis. Pee Wee, welcome.
Thank you, Claire.
And in the blue corner on the phone, and he's actually on his way to a gig, of course, the ever-busy, effervescent Alec Dankworth. Hello, Alec.
Hi, Claire.
So, Pee Wee, you're playing with Ginger Baker. Tell us about that set.
Well, we play some jazz, some Mark stuff, some original material of Ginger's and some of mine, and we just have a good time. It's a quartet, and I get a chance to play a lot. Alec plays bass, electric and acoustic.
I've never seen play electric, Alec. That's interesting, yeah.
He does it very well.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
That was my first bass instrument, and then I graduated to double bass, but I'm sort of graduating back.
Going backwards, full circle. So I guess, do you have lots of drummers in the audience for Ginger Baker? Does he attract that kind of scene? I'm sure he must.
He attracts the weirdest people.
Well, Alec, this festival seems to have something for everyone. Have you seen the programme? Have you had a look at what else is on?
John Scofield.
Yes.
Like he's there.
Yes. Yes.
Both of whom I would love to see. Larry Goldings.
Larry Goldings.
Larry
Goldings
is cool-blooded.
Yeah. Well, Pee Wee, you're also playing with fellow vocalist Claire Teal, who I know is based around that area, isn't she? And you are quite good friends, aren't you?
I play with Claire's band sometime, and sitting in. We do stuff like Georgia, Cheek to Cheek.
Okay, so real sort of standard repertoire. And Alec, have you always enjoyed playing for singles? You had no escape, really, did you, I guess?
I haven't, no. They surround me, even now. Mum, sister, daughter, a lot.
Well, let's hear a blast from the past from you, Pee Wee, before we carry on talking. Let's have a track called Going Up Yonder. Tell us about this track.
Wow. That's a surprise. I recorded this in San Francisco area with some old friends, and a request from my mother, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very good. I like it.
Good. Well, we're going to play a bit now. So let's hear Pee Wee Ellis and Going Up Yonder.
Okay.
Thank you. PB Ellis with Going Up Yonder, and I'm talking to PB Ellis and Alec Dankworth about the first Bristol International Jazz Festival that runs from Friday the 1st of March to the evening of Sunday the 3rd of March. Well, I mean, Alec, you must attend many, many British festivals, I'm sure you do, and so you must applaud a new opportunity to play your music.
Yeah, I think it's great. We certainly can never have enough festivals in this country, and I don't know whether it's the weather or what, but it seems like sort of the Europe seems to generally do fare slightly better as far as festivals are concerned. But we seem to be good at running festivals in sort of midwinter and other bleak times of the year.
Well, thank goodness this one's indoors.
Yeah, this one's indoors. The heating's on. But I mean, it's all credit to them. I mean, what with the economic climate? I mean, it's risky business. This is they've got some major names. Of course, we talked about those earlier, and that can only be a good thing because we're trying to attract people to this music over time. And maybe someone, of course, you've got Andy Shepherd, who'll have his local crowd coming in, and Atura Sandoval. People will know him and know you, Pee-wee. Is it a good thing to have such a broad brush when you put together a festival? Do you think?
I think so. Mm. I think so, because there are so many different kinds of people in one town. You know, you can't please everybody all the time, but you can try.
Mm. What do you think, Alec?
Yeah, I think it's best to have a good, variation of genres, you know, in any given thing. And what is jazz anyway? Who can define jazz? Mm. It's just such a broad thing these days, isn't it? That you might as well get everyone and everything involved, and so that there's always something that for someone to come along and enjoy.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, just going back to this current project, this with Ginger Baker, I think just what a pleasure it is to be part of this band, and to play with Ginger and to play with Pee-wee is fantastic. Well, Pee-wee and I first met in playing with Van Morrison, of all people.
Okay.
Of all people, yeah.
And it was sort of through that connection that this band got together, because, would you believe, Ginger's drum tech was Van Morrison's lighting engineer. So,
right, okay. Well, he wears two different hats, doesn't
he? Yeah, so anyway, so it's a real pleasure, and I'm sort of being thrust forward slightly in that because there's no keyboard or guitar in the band, I sort of tend to play a few more solos and sort of a bit more at the front of the stage.
Great.
Along with Pee-wee. It's really good fun, really.
We're having a good time.
Have you got him dancing yet, Pee-wee?
I'm working on it.
The box step. He does a good box step.
I'm working on that.
BVs,
the lot, electric, upright, you name it. Well, I think it's going to be a fantastic festival. The lineup's terrific, very varied, and of course you two are playing. Thanks very much to Pee-wee Ellis and Alec Dankworth. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And don't forget, Pee-wee's playing on Friday the 1st with Ginger Baker. That's the 1st of March at the first Bristol International Jazz Festival, and again at the Colston Hall on the Sunday night with Claire Teal. Well, many names appear on the bill, including the Louis Armstrong Tribute Band, Matt Schofield, Dave Newton, the Buck Clayton Legacy Band, and our own Alan Shipton. So go along and enjoy. The Bristol Jazz and Blues Festival runs from the 1st of March to Sunday the 3rd of March. Let's hear something from Alec Dankworth now. It's from his album Spanish Accents. Thank you.
The Haunting Composition by Alec Dankworth, and that was Elevante from his 2005 CD called Spanish Accents. And my thanks to Alec and Pee-wee for talking to us. I'm Claire Martin, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. Well, another new festival to rave about as well as Bristol is Liverpool's first international jazz festival. So exciting news for UK jazz fans. This takes place for a full 4 days from Thursday the 28th of February until Sunday the 3rd of March. And it's all under one roof at the Capstone Theatre in Liverpool. Look out for musicians such as Dennis Baptiste, Leb Bibb, Robert Mitchell and Kit Downs, all playing at Liverpool's first international jazz festival starting Thursday the 28th of February. Check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page for more information. Well, here's some more exciting news as part of BBC Radio 3's forthcoming Baroque Spring. Jazz Lineup will be recording a special edition of the programme at the BBC Studios in Pacific Quay, Glasgow, on Saturday the 2nd of March at 7:30 p.m. Julian Joseph will be illustrating the genius of Bach as an improviser at the piano with Professor John Butt at the harpsichord and exploring the world of Vivaldi and Hermeto Pascal with the Lighthouse Trio, that's Tim Garland, Gwilym Simcock and Asif Serkis, together with the Edinburgh Quartet. Well, you are invited to apply for tickets now by going to the BBC Radio 3 homepage and going to Jazz Lineup. Well, it promises to be an invigorating concert, so get clicking now to see the Lighthouse Trio with Julian Joseph and John Butt and the Edinburgh Quartet on Saturday the 2nd of March at 7:30 at the BBC Studios in Pacific Quay, Glasgow, for Jazz Lineup Goes Baroque as part of BBC Radio 3's Baroque Spring. We're going back to the theme of new releases, something out now on Splashpoint Records from vocalist and piano duo Brigitte Biraha and John Turville. And it features this version of Paul Simon's Night Game.
There were three men down, and the score was tied in the bottom of the eighth when the pitcher died. And they laid his spikes on the pitcher's mound, and his uniform was torn, and his number was left on the ground. When the night grew cold, colder than the moon, the stars were white as bones, the stadium was old, older than the screams, older than the teams. There were three the season lost, and the tarpaulin was rolled upon the winter frost. Then the night grew cold, colder than the moon. The stars were white as bones, the stadium was old, older than the screams, older than the tears. There were three men down, and the season
the vocals of Brigitte Biraha with John Turvill on the piano with their version of Paul Simon's Night Game. And the CD Red Skies is out now on Splashpoint Records, and you can hear this enchanting duo with very special guest Bobby Wellens playing at the Stratford Jazz Club on the 27th of February, and that starts at 8 p.m. I'm Claire Martin, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. Saxophonist and composer Marius Neset is becoming one of the most talked about newcomers on the European jazz scene. Described in Norwegian press as the most talented Norwegian saxophonist since Jan Garbarek in the 1960s. Neset is praised for his exemplary technique, energetic creativity, imagination and virtuosity on the tenor and soprano saxes. So it was a real treat to have him appear on the bill of this year's Southport Jazz on a winter's weekend. Marius played the Balmoral Suite at the Royal Clifton Hotel to an enthusiastic and very up-for-the-journey crowd at 11 a.m. in the morning. So let's hear Ivo Neem on the piano, Jasper Højby on the double bass and Anton Eger on drums. And let's hear them open with the title of his new CD, Birds. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We started up with a good morning song, which is called Birds, and it's a brand new song. And now we're going to play Portuguese Windmill.
Thank you.
The Marius Nesek Quartet, and that was Golden Explosion, ending highlights of tonight's concert set. Marius Nesek on sax with Ivo Neem on piano, Jasper Hoiby on double bass and Anton Eger on drums. And that was taken from his concert at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in Southport. For all details of all the tracks played tonight, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. I'm Claire Martin and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. Grammy award-winning and drumming sensation Terry Lynn Carrington is, like Mark Lockhart, turning her attention to the music of Duke Ellington on her new release, Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue. Carrington herself admits that jumping into Ellington's world was a daunting task. Money Jungle, the 1962 jazz album with Ellington, Charlie Mingus and Max Roach, is 50 years old this year and it's something that Carrington had wanted to cover for some time. Her CD, Provocative in Blue, also features her own writing skills and it's one of her compositions we play now. This is Grassroots. Thank you. Terry Lynn Carrington drumming on her own composition Grassroots, with Gerald Clayton on piano and Christian McBride on bass. And that's taken from her new CD, Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue, which is out now on the Concord Jazz label. That's almost the end of this week's show, but remember, plenty more jazz tomorrow night at 11 on Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson, who will be playing music from Hans Koller, who leads an ensemble in tribute to Gil Evans. And on next week's jazz lineup, concert music from the Ian Dixon Mike Walker 5, recorded at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in Southport. To close tonight, brand new on the ECM imprint, the evocative sound world of the Benedict Janelle Trio, and a beautiful example of world-class interplay on this, the title track of the CD, Equilibrium. From me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea. Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night, and I'm starting today at the 2012 Proms, with David Robertson conducting the BBC Proms Youth Choir and the BBC Symphony Orchestra in Tippett's A Child of Our Time. Tippett often expressed his solidarity with the victims of social injustice and oppression through his music. The catalyst for his oratorio was the shooting of a German diplomat by a young Polish Jew in 1938, and the dreadful Kristallnacht that followed. Tippett asked T.S. Eliot if he would write the libretto for a work that would be a public declaration of horror at Nazi oppression. Eliot cautiously agreed, but when he saw Tippett's initial scenario, he suggested that the composer should write his own text. The three-part structure of the piece mirrors that of Handel's Messiah. In Tippett's own words, part one deals with the general state of oppression in our time, part two presents the particular story of a young man's attempt to seek justice through violence and the catastrophic consequences, and part three considers the moral to be drawn, if any.